The string object is, of course, extremely important because documents are made out of strings, and string object is extremely similar to that in Java, with not quite as much capability. Here we have a simple example of a function I use for adding a base URL to a relative URL. What it does is it checks whether the new URL it's given is relative or absolute by seeing whether or not it begins with HTTP colon or FTP colon. That's of course not a complete set of tests, but it's all I needed for my purposes. If it begins with those, it just returns that number. Otherwise, it adds the base. You notice it uses the length method of a string to find out how long the input URL is, because if it's short, it's bound to be relative. And then it also uses substring to grab the first six characters of the input URL to test on it.